If you've ever wondered why I present Jesus to you, it's because Jesus died for you on a cross. He's God's Son. He is God. And God so loved the world that He gave us the Lord Jesus. And Jesus came to this earth and He lived on this earth, and then He was taken and crucified on a cross. And when He died on that cross, He took upon Himself your sin and my sin. And He died. And when He died, your sin and my sin died with Him. And then by the power of God, He was raised on the third day, so that Jesus now is alive. And when Jesus came out of the grave, He didn't bring our sin with Him. Our sin remained in the grave.
We are so excited about the Friday edition of The Encouraging Word with Dr. Don Wilton and his message, Why the Bible is True. In just a few moments, Dr. Don Wilton, well-known author and evangelist, will be opening the Bible itself, beginning our day in prayer, as a matter of fact, as we launch into a wonderful Bible study on why the Bible is true. Perhaps there's some friends of yours that would like to hear this. Text them now and invite them to listen along. During these moments together, we want you to know we'd also love to connect with you keyboard to keyboard on our website at theencouragingword.org. That's theencouragingword.org. Or we'd love to speak with you as well and pray with you and for you at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. Now today's message, Why the Bible is True, with Dr. Don Wilton.
Open your Bibles, first of all, to 2 Timothy. I want to show you something just incredible today. 2 Timothy, and I'm going to be in chapter 3. I want to read to you two passages of Scripture as we try to ask the question, why is the Bible true, or why the Bible is true? What is it about this book, the Bible, that is so remarkably and singularly significant? Why is this book unlike any other book? There is not another book in this world that was ever written that can ever match God's Word, the Bible, and it is absolutely true. We are going to share God's truth with our searching world. So just to put it on the table, let me read to you two passages. This, first of all, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, and I'll just begin at verse 14. Paul says this, "But as for you, continue in what you have learned and what you firmly believe, knowing from whom you have learned it, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through Jesus Christ. All scripture, every single word from Genesis to Revelation is breathed out by God and is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God, that the person who knows Christ may be complete and equipped for every good work." And so Paul says to Timothy, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is the judge of the living and the dead, and by His appearing and His kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching." Now watch this, America. I think what we're about to read has arrived. "For the time will come when people will not endure sound teaching, but rather, having itching ears, they will accumulate to themselves. They will follow after. They will join churches. The time will come when people will no longer want to hear sound doctrine. They will no longer want to go to church, especially when the Word of God is preached as truth. But rather, having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and will turn away from listening to the truth and will wander off into myths. Very quickly, let's go to 1 John. Go to 1 John, chapter 5. Probably one of my favorite passages of Scripture. 1 John chapter 5. I'm going to read to you just one verse, verse 13. If there was any verse I wanted us to hold on to during these 31 weeks, it would be this one. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 13. This is your verse. It's my verse. God gave us to this verse because this is God's story. And God gave us His story because He wanted His story to be my story, to be your story. This is what He said. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. I just want to say this to you. How can you be blessed by the Bible? Yes, I'm going to just give this to you very quickly. Here's five things that you can do. Number one, plan it. You want to be blessed by the Bible, plan it. Now, we're about to go on a 31-week journey together. I'm just telling you my plan. You don't have to do this. Karen and I, we've already started. Every chapter in the book, the story, covers a certain section. We're going to look at that section. We're going to say it goes from Genesis 1 to this chapter here. And that week, I'm going to divide that span in the Bible. I'm going to say, we've got 7 days to read through that section. Some of it's going to be a tall order. I've already told Karen the famous begat passages. I'm going to begat very quickly. You can too. You can begat very quickly. It'll still mean the same thing. But every day, when I stand here on Sunday, I'm going to have personally read, actually, God's truth. So the first thing, plan it. You need a time. Decide what time you're going to do that and stick with it. Now, it was easy for me on holiday because I didn't have to come into the office. It's not so easy for me for the whole year, because I'm a pastor. So I've got to accommodate that. I've got to make allowances. My calendar, I get home most nights at 10, 11 o'clock at night. Sometimes I leave my home at 6 in the morning. Sometimes I leave at 6 in the morning. I don't get home until 11 o'clock at night. Many days are like that. Sometimes I do. So I need to understand as I plan it that I've got to be very flexible, but I cannot compromise on that. So for me and Karen, in our lifestyle, we've got to kind of, on a daily basis, the night before, say, tomorrow this is going to be the time. Number two, read it. Plan it, read it, read it. Actually read it. I sat there with Karen, and I actually read it. I mean, out loud, I just read it. Just read it. Just read the Word of God. You're going to discover something. You don't even have to say anything. Just read it. Just see what God does. Remember, it's God's Word, and every bit's true. Okay, number three, feel it. Be prepared to feel it. That's the third thing. You want to be blessed by the Bible, plan it, read it, feel it. Just God will begin to speak to you just through His Word. And I'm going to tell you how that happens. It will amaze you. I've just read through the book of Acts. I've been preaching for over 35 years. I promise you, friends, I came across verse after verse, passage after passage. I promise you, I've never seen them before. I don't know how to explain that to you. I've just never seen. I would get out my notebook, say, where did that come? Now, I've never seen that before. I'm not saying I've never read it before. I've just never seen it before. It's never jumped out at me, and God would jump these things out at me just through reading it. Number four, pray it. Pray it. Prayer is the key. So what Karen and I did, we planned it, we read it, we felt it, and then we prayed it. Pray what you feel. Because what you feel in your heart is what God's saying to you for that moment. So pray it. When you pray, Lord Jesus, thank you for your word. We've just read about how Paul stood up in front of these people and spoke about his Christian faith and how he met the Lord Jesus. Pray that. Pray that. Just pray it. Pray back what God said to you. And then number five, live it. Friends, here's the issue. Don't just read the word and feel it and pray it. Be obedient to it. It's time for us to be obedient. We don't have the privilege of picking and choosing what it is that we will decide to be obedient to. Enough of that.
You're listening to Dr. Don Wilton, our teacher here on The Encouraging Word broadcast. I pray that you've been blessed so far, and there's a great deal more to come. Wonderful content from Dr. Don Wilton. But as we take this pause, we want to remind you that you can sign up right now online at theencouragingword.org for a daily dose of encouragement from God's Word straight from Dr. Don Wilton. You can sign up right there on the website, or you can even text right now the word DAILY to 30500. That's DAILY, one word, DAILY to 30500. We'll send you a quick link, and you'll be ready to sign up for the Daily Encouraging Word with Dr. Don Wilton. As a matter of fact, as we launch into the weekend, Dr. Don will be quick to say, I pray that you're going to be involved in the gathering together of God's people. The verse in Hebrews reminds us we should not forsake the gathering together of God's people. And if you don't have a place to be, let us try to help you. You can give us a call at 866-899-WORD. We have partnership churches all across the nation, as a matter of fact, all around the world, that we'd love to connect you with so that you can be in church this weekend. Again, the number is 866-899-9673, or meet us online at theencouragingword.org.
Hello, my dear friends. I want to speak to you personally today, from my heart to yours. I don't think there is ever a better or more important time for us to respond to our world by standing up for righteousness. We're living today in a day and age in the crossfire of multiple cross currents that you and I know full well are challenging the very fabric of our faith. We must stand strong in our convictions. The Encouraging Word Broadcast Ministry is doing just that, and we are supported by viewers and listeners just like you who want to make a difference in our world for Christ. So please, call the number and request my life-changing message, Standing Strong in the Cross Currents. As a result, you will be empowered and blessed. Thank you for requesting my message. Your financial support enables us to continue to share God's truth with our searching world.
Now back to today's message, Why the Bible is True, with Dr. Don Wilton.
The time has come. Too many people no longer want truth. They don't want sound doctrine. It's all, well, is this politically correct? Does this suit my culture? Is this going to allow me to be elected? I don't care what the Bible says. I'm just going to leave that part out. We don't have that privilege. Just live it. Just be obedient to the Word of God. There it is. You ready? Plan it. Read it. Feel it. Pray in light of it. Live it. What I have found, even over these last few weeks, is that the living it was made so much more possible as I read it and felt it and prayed it and came out of it for that day. I found myself being so much more inclined and prepared and ready to obey it. God was doing something in me. He was strengthening me. So the question is, how will you know that this Bible is true? Here it is. I'm just giving this to you. How will you know that the Bible is true, that this is not a fable or just some other book? There are four things that will show you as you read the Bible that you will know that it's true. Number one, you'll know it's true because the Bible tells you about a sovereign God, and you will know it. You will know that the Bible is true because when you plan it and you read it and you live it and you pray it and you feel it, this Bible, this story that we are going to go through will tell you about a sovereign God. He's the only God. He will make himself known to you. And you're going to discover that he is the one who created the universe. And he is the one who made you. And he is the one who designed the plan for your and my redemption. He's the one who gave us the means of salvation. He extends the invitation to us. In all his ways, he is sovereign. And it'll just affirm, 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 affirm. It's not going to be a preacher. The Bible is going to tell you about a sovereign God, and you will know it. Number two, because it tells you about a loving Savior, and you will feel it. Not just about a sovereign God, and you will know it, but it will tell you about a loving Savior, and you will feel it. You know, that great Methodist preacher, John Wesley, when he came to know Christ, he penned those most famous words at Aldersgate in England. He said, "My heart was strangely warmed." You know, I've just read again in Acts about Paul. He was Saul of Tarsus, persecuting the way of the Lord and the church, and he was on the road to Damascus, of all places, that is under such scrutiny these days. And all of a sudden, he was confronted by this blazing light. He felt it. This loving Savior. When you read the story, Jesus is going to just rise up out of the pages of God's truth, and you're going to see this loving Savior with his arms outstretched, being crucified for our transgressions upon a cross. You're going to feel it. It's going to be deep inside of you. Number three, because it tells you about a powerful Spirit. And you will believe it. That's how you will know the Bible is true. Because this story, this Bible, this book is going to tell you about a powerful Spirit. And you will believe it. Let me tell you why. Because it's God's Spirit who will convict you. You're not going to convict yourself. You cannot convict yourself. Only God can do that. God is going to convict you. And when you read through the story, the story is going to scream out this powerful Spirit who's the third person in the Trinity, God the Holy Spirit, who convicts us of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. I tell you something else the Spirit does. He reveals this truth to us. So when you read it, the Spirit of God, who inhabits the very words of the Lord, is going to speak to your heart, and you're going to believe it. And number four, you're going to know that this Bible is true because it tells you about a blessed people, and you will be it. This story will tell you about a blessed people. And you, my friend, will be it. Lord Jesus, the Bible is your story. We know it's true, Lord, because it tells us about a sovereign God, and it tells us about a loving Savior, and it tells us about a powerful Spirit, and it tells us about a blessed people. And that's every one of us for whom Christ died. How grateful we are. give your life to Christ. Come and surrender your heart to Him. Pray for your friends. I'm going to ask you to do the same today. The Savior is waiting for you. Be blessed, my friends. God loves you. God loves you today.
Please don't miss out on this truth. The Savior is waiting for you today. Oh, I pray that you would let us speak with you. Let us pray with you. Let us answer perhaps some questions that the Lord has stirred in your heart. We'd love to talk with you right now at 866-899-WORD. Again, that's the phone number. Jot it down. Store it in your cell. 866-899-9673. You can also find that number and other ways to connect on our website at theencouragingword.org. Now, we're not done yet. There's still more to come from Dr. Wilton. But first, let's hear from his heart about perhaps the most important decisions we need to make coming up next.
God has spoken to you, hasn't He? And you're ready to give your heart to Jesus. I'd love to help you right now. Would you pray this prayer with me and accept Jesus into your heart and life? Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that Jesus loves me and died for me on the cross. Right now, I repent of my sin and I confess my sin to the Lord Jesus Christ. Come into my heart and save me today and forgive me for my sin. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer, we'd love to get alongside of you and celebrate with you and send you some literature and help you as you begin to grow. And I want you to know that I love you very, very much. And by the way, don't leave. Don't go away, whatever you do, because I'll be right back.
After the Encouraging Word broadcast is over, there's still a wonderful place to connect 24 hours a day. It's theencouragingword.org. You can visit our message archives, download Dr. Wilton's sermons, or sign up for our weekly podcast. A favorite button on our website is the prayer request button, where you can share a prayer request or personal need. Maybe you have a praise report or a testimony. Let us know so we can rejoice with you as well. You can also sign up for our daily Bible guide and have devotions sent to your email every single day. Now, if you have a question about your salvation, perhaps questions about how to share your faith with a friend, let us walk you through the steps to a personal relationship with Jesus and the ability to share that with others. If you're looking for a book from Dr. Wilton or maybe a CD or DVD, we have resources ready to send to you at the click of a button. No matter what the reason, we hope you'll connect with us today online at theencouragingword.org.
You know, I want to say something to you personally. You ready for this? Thank you. It's a powerful word, isn't it? Small one, powerful. I want to thank you. You see, the sun hardly rises or sets in a day that we don't see people coming to know Christ through this broadcast ministry every day. And you make that possible through your prayers, most of all, and through your financial giving. God is doing something great. And in our world today, this medium of television, very important, folks. This is very, very important. God is allowing us to go into more and more homes across the United States of America. Thank you for helping us make this possible. And let's never stop praying that people would come to know Jesus. God bless you.
Now, if the Lord has spoken to you through the teaching of Dr. Wilton earlier from the pulpit or from those moments right here in our studio, I pray that you would be ready and willing, and I pray you will know that you are able to call us and talk with us about that decision. Let us pray with you and for you at 866-899-WORD. Again, the number is 866-899-9673. Not just now during the broadcast, but jot the number down, have it in your cell so that perhaps if you find you need a 2 a.m. friend, someone to pray with, someone to lean into and maybe answer some questions about God's Word, we're here for you. That number again is 866-899-9673. Or if you'd rather go keyboard to keyboard, let us meet you on our website at theencouragingword.org. And as you drop into the website, you'll see all this excitement about Take a Stand, a wonderful message from Dr. Don Wilton. As a matter of fact, before we get away, closing thoughts from Dr. Wilton himself.
Hello, my friends. I want to just personally speak to you for a minute today from my heart to yours. I hope you're having a great day today.
I don't think that there's ever been a more better or perhaps important time for us to respond to this world by standing up for righteousness. I know that you'll agree with me. In fact, with this in mind, I'd like to invite you to become an Encourager ministry partner with me. Together, we can impact lives both now and for all eternity. The Daily Encouraging Word is a viewer and listener-supported ministry. And to know that you are standing with me financially enables me to move forward with confidence to do the work God has called me to do. So please, let me ask you to call the number provided at the end of today's broadcast and say, I want to become an encourager. Thanks so much for helping me.
Well, I served on the phones here during the Encouraging Word broadcast for about 10 years. And during that time, I had many great experiences, but one that I really remember well is one Sunday, a very sweet lady called me. Her name was Lisa. She was from Virginia area, a professional woman working up in the Virginia area in D.C. And she shared with me that she was pregnant. Her mother, who she was here visiting, didn't even know. And she was going the next week to have an abortion. And as we talked and as we prayed, she was a believer. And we went through some scripture, and I just challenged her on a couple things in a loving way. And prayed with her, hung up the phone, and figured, well, you know, hopefully that had some impact. About a year and a half later, I was working in my office one day, and I got a call that there was a lady there to see me, and I walked out front in our store, and she had contacted the church, asked if they could tell her who Chuck was. She remembered my name from a conversation a long time back. I was about the only Chuck involved in the telephone ministry, and she shared her story, and they directed her to me at Christian Supply, and she'd come to visit me, and she had with her a baby, and she introduced me to her baby that she decided to keep after that call. And the Lord had used it in her life. She'd prayed about it and made the right decision. And she introduced me to her daughter, who she named Charlene. And after Charles, who had counseled her on the phone. And I had many great experiences, many great stories, many times to lead people in prayers of salvation. But it was literally a life that was not just changed, but saved through a call to the Encouraging Word.
I was depressed, cut off by my family because of my past. But I prayed with Linda on the phone while watching Dr. Wilton on TV. I prayed for Jesus to save me, and He did. And now I worship at Flat Rock Baptist, and I am just loving the way God's made me part of His family.
That number again is 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673, or let's connect online at theencouragingword.org. Have a blessed weekend and know that we're here for you at 866-899-WORD.